You know how people say, oh, they're just talking it up.
Wait, what? Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone.
To the Talking It Up podcast.
Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
Great. We're wrapping up a 10-year anniversary celebration.
10 years. What did we do for our anniversary?
Made lots of love.
Oh, okay. What did we really do for
10 years? Celebrated 10 years.
We hung out with our kiddos. We had some family days.
We did. It was good, though.
It was. It was a great 10 years.
It was a full weekend, but yes, I'm feeling it today.
Feeling it today?
Yeah, like I'm tired.
Oh, my gosh, me too. I'm so glad we don't have a video. It would not be cute.
Man, you're always cute.
You're sweet. Thanks. So, what are we talking about today? What are we doing today, Jeff?
I think we are answering questions from listeners.
Yeah,
They submitted questions and we're answering them.
So to celebrate our 10 years, I thought it would be a good idea just to ask them, or not ask questions, have people who follow us ask questions and we would answer them. We got some pretty good responses. I can't tell you how many spam we got, though, because if I got one more that said, trying to get with anyone who has a crush on you, I was going to lose my mind. There's so many spam.
Who are they?
I guess it's from the app that I use. I don't know.
I'll freaking Liam Neeson them.
Oh my gosh.
I will find them.
No, we don't have to worry about that. All right. So, yeah. How does it feel being married for 10 years?
I mean, like nothing I've ever experienced.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
I mean, what do you... It's great.
It's fine.
I think we're living out the life that I always wanted.
Exactly. I agree. It's weird because it's like, I feel like we're still babies, but yes. Then also like 10 years, holy cow. Like,
Yeah.
10 years, 3 kids, moved several places, job, lots of different life changes. I mean, it's just been a lot can happen in 10 years, but I feel like we're... And I know people say this all the time, but we're the closest we've ever been. And I'm sure 50 years from now, we'll be even closer.
But that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
At least we have a target.
I feel like it's been fun, though. Like, I feel like, you know, the beginning of the years, it's stressful. You're still trying to figure out personalities, meshment, especially if you throw in kids early. You know, you got to parent and all those things. Be careful not to hit that button. But now I feel like the kids are getting a little older, so they're kind of, you know, they can play in their rooms, they can do all these other things, they're not as needy, if you will,
right?
So now it's like we get to kind of rekindle us, and I feel like we've grown really close as far as like even friend wise like I feel like there's different stages, but like our friendship's just super close. And someone was asking me at work, I think it's one of these questions, so I might be ahead of myself, but it was like, in 10 years, what's the most thing that you've like taken out of it? And I was just thinking, I think it's just we don't fight, we don't let these little petty fights get the best of us. Like now it's like, okay, we fight, give us a minute, we'll be over it.
Well, we had to learn, but we learned how to fight, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying, and I feel like we're enjoying that. Like, we actually get to, like...
Right.
Like, we don't take things so serious all the time, and it's like, ah... Oh, because, you know, in the beginning, it's like, when are we ever going to learn, or when is this going to be the same fight over and over, and then now we're here, like, we're living it. And so, maybe an encouragement to keep the good fight.
Yeah.
Learn how to fight right, like you said, and I think the goal is we want to do this with each other. That's the goal. Like, no matter what the stressor is, no matter what the fight is... We want to do this with each other.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Anyways, a little tidbit before we get started on these questions. Are you ready?
Real quick.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned something earlier. You said that we feel like kids raising kids. I think it's funny because, or something along those lines. It's funny how much we, like, when I was a kid, I used to think, like, adults had it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I wonder, does that, one, there's two questions, I guess. Do you think in 10 years we'll still feel like that?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too. Which is fine.
I think I've accepted that. Like, because I think I even made a post going into my 30s. I said, okay, we learned so much in our 20s. Now I'm ready to see the fruit of it. And it's like, wow, I'm still learning. Why? Like, I want to not, like, I want to have it all figured out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think there's some, like, there's some liberty in that, too.
Right.
But, okay, so what do you see in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years.
That's weird to think about, because we'll have teenagers.
We'll be in our 40s.
And we'll be 40-something.
Oh, I can't think of it. I don't know. I think it's just we're going to have, I mean, I truly think this is the beginning of, like, fun stages. I mean, I know we're going to have teenagers. It's going to be harder, but, I mean, like, our older kids, like, they're starting to talk with us now. We're able to talk, and, I mean, we can play Uno. We can play games. Right. Like, we can do all these things, and, you know, in the beginning, when they're so little, it's so needy, and it's, like, the whine, not intentional, but whiny, need this, and so we feel, like, run ragged. We're not sleeping. Now we are. We're sleeping through the night. We're, mm-hmm. you know, so I feel like it's just going to be more of that. I mean, and then, of course, there's going to be new challenges.
I think, too, like, yeah, like, I try, yeah, you have to be careful, but, like, my relationship with Judah and Paisley, too, is, like, it's more friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me and Judah just goof off together.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, at that age. So, yeah. I'm excited to see that.
Yes.
But, yeah. Anyway.
But, as far as marriage-wise, I would say, even now when they're getting older, like, this sounds horrible, and I don't know how to put it in a pretty bow picture way, but, like, me and you are like, oh, we're a team. Don't mess with us. To our kids. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. It's like, nope, can't talk to your dad that way. Nope, can't do this. Like, whereas when they're so little, and we're like, oh, they're so cute, and this, and, like, we can focus, pour more into our marriage. And
which, like, that's always been a big fear, I think, I've communicated to you, of, like,
it's so hard.
I'm scared to wake up. Like, you see it, you just, in 18 years go by, you raise a kid, and then it's like the you see marriage's mm-hmm. fault. That's been always something at the forefront of, like, my mind. Like, that's a big fear. I don't want to lose that flame, like, our flame.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's going to intensify. That part's going to intensify because the kids are going to get older. They're going to want to do more things. They're mm-hmm. And we'll have time for me and you. I think that's what I was trying to say. Almost like a pyramid of, like, kids first. And then family, and then us. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be, like, marriage, family, kids kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Good question. Okay, you ready to answer these?
Sure.
Okay. First one, what's your favorite TV show?
So I go first on all these. You're just asking me.
Oh, I mean, you'll share. Yeah.
Okay. My favorite TV show, probably, I guess, probably The Walking Dead still. I don't know. Yeah. Weird. Lame, but
I think a lot of people like that. I don't.
A lot of people did. I don't think as many people do anymore. Yeah. But I don't know. That's just been that was my jam.
Yeah. Don't know what's happening in there. Sorry.
We gave the kids Nintendo Switch remotes and said y'all figure it out. So.
Yeah. Okay. So what do I watch? TV show. Naked and Afraid. Now.
Currently.
That's what I...
See, I don't have a current fave. I'm not watching anything.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. It depends. Because, like, when Stranger Things come out,
yeah,
we're going to be all over that, you know? But right now, it's Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
I don't know. I just think it's so fascinating. I could probably never do it. I think I can in my head, but... Yeah, anyways.
Okay.
Okay, what are your plans this weekend?
So, like, well, this weekend that just finished up, we had that... But this coming weekend, we don't think that far ahead other than we have soccer. Like,
we live on a day-by-day basis. Yeah,
we're surviving, man.
Yeah, we know we got soccer. It's just because I think we've learned how to do it. We had expectations in the beginning, and so they did not get met constantly. And so now we're like, let's just have open.
But we also have, like, goalposts.
Yes.
So, like, we've got I don't know, like, we've got different side quests. Like,
every Sunday going, is so. Groceries, laundry, that, right. You know.
Yep, there's those. And then we've got, like, the state park thing that we're, like, filling in as we go. Like, we've got these adventures, so I don't know.
And it's, then I always have to schedule and rest.
Right.
But, yeah.
And personal time. Like, we each give each other that most weekends.
Yeah. But I would say this weekend probably for sure soccer. Yeah. And the Hawks are back.
Oh, so. Yeah. Football season's kicking off.
Yeah. Okay. Who do you text the most? Ooh.
Ooh, who do you text the most?
Probably Hannah.
Yeah.
You and Hannah. But probably Hannah. Or Emma. Depends. Depends on the day, but it's probably going to go, Hannah, Jeff, and Emma are the, my three.
Well, you're just, you're my three. Actually, I text myself notes sometimes.
Tell me you're an Enneagram 3 without telling me you're an Enneagram 3.
Whatever.
You do. You're not a texter, though. I mean, I don't like to text either, but you are way worse than me. I mean, he has like 50 unread text messages.
I can't stand it,
Yeah. But, okay. How often does Jeff travel? It varies. Some
been
months.
Been home the last few months two months. And then September.
It's about to get busy, though.
Yeah, September I've got 2 weeks back-to-back gone. Just, again, fitting it around schedule, and then probably October, similar, and then November it'll chill out, so.
Yeah, just depends. What do y'all fight most about? The stupidest things.
What?
I think we do. Like, I think when it comes to big things, it's so interesting how we're, like, towards one another, like, we're like, oh, let's do this together. But when it's the silliest things.
Well, most of the time it comes down to a communication thing. And that's not even necessarily, we're bad at communicating it. And sometimes we are. Like, sometimes it's just.
We see things differently.
But most of the time it's like, I don't know a good example, but like, if Caitlin's in the middle of, like, cooking and cleaning, and or kids are, like, screaming at her, and there's a miscommunication and something, and I'm like, hey, I didn't like that. Like, maybe that. But it's a lack of, like, context.
Like, awareness.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it just depends on the situation. Like, if we're burnt out, we're tired, not going to go good. We're just going to be, you know, we have our little quirks, too. Like, I'll just be passive and be like, oh, everything's fine. And then you're like, no, I want to get this done.
Yeah.
And then we have to, you know, we've learned to just, like, okay, let's take a breather, walk away. That's the beauty of kids. Because, like, if something does happen, that gives us a chance to, like, focus on something else. Right. And then we can, like, come on it. But, I mean, I would say it's, like, the silly things. Because we are tired. Because, like, we're focused on. Or, you know, it's, like, a passionate thing. And we're, like, the miscommunication. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many times that we are both saying the same thing. But how it is delivered, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because once we get there, it's like, oh, yeah. No, I'm saying the same thing. Oh, yeah, I am too. Okay. Like, that's probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
But.
There's not like a real
that's
thing.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm like, I don't know.
Most of our big things we're all on the same page on, so.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. As far as that, mostly little things,
But, sorry, that one couldn't really answer. But 10 years, congrats. What's been the biggest takeaway? I feel like we already answered that one, but I don't know. What do you think?
Make plans. Don't hold on to them tightly. Love by default.
Acceptance. That's my biggest thing.
I don't know. Hold on loosely.
Yeah.
The song. It's a good one.
I feel like I've already said everything that I'd say, so I'd just be repeating myself. Okay. Let's answer a couple more, and then we'll hear a word from our sponsor.
Okay.
Hardest part of parenting?
Oof. the kids know how to work it. So they'll pull the, hey, can I have this? And if mom says no, they'll come to dad. Like, they know how to work that. That's tough. Honestly, like, the hardest part, though, is just showing up. Like, for me.
Like, that's surprising, the first one that you said. That one's not. I feel like we're pretty good. Like,
no, we're mom good, said no, or dad said. But, like, I'm saying if, like, you're in the bathroom, like, oh, that. Okay, that's, okay. Like, the tricky stuff. Yeah. Like, Elaine knows how yeah. to take
oh, advantage yeah. of me. Oh, yeah, she's got you wrapped, man.
But probably, honestly, the hardest part is, like, you know what to do. It's just doing it. Like, showing up, like, putting everything aside to go spend time with the kids. For me, that's my mm-hmm. biggest challenge.
Mine, I don't even know how I want to say it. Mine is the worry. I never stop worrying. It's exhausting. That is the hardest part because I'm patient. Like, I'll say it takes me a while to get there, and then when I'm there, I'm there. But, like, where, like, me lashing out or something, mm-hmm. it all comes from worry. Like, if I were to trace everything back, it's worry. Like,
yeah.
I snap on them while I'm worried that something's going to happen to them, or I'm worried that they're not going to be a good human if they say hateful things to their sibling. I'm like, hey, we don't say stuff like that. Instead of, like, oh, wait, hold on. Oh, that's not nice. Like, you know, or... And then I'll apologize, but it's from a fear. It's just that constant worry. That's the hardest part.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Do we need to take a break? Hear a word from our sponsor?
Yeah, let's take a break, and then we'll be back. You're in the kitchen, cooking a delicious meal for your family. You break up fights, stop to wipe butts, and finally prepare a gourmet dinner. You set the plates and carry them over to your beautiful family to hear, I don't want this. After your eye twitches and your heart shatters, you think, I don't want all of this food to go to waste. Have no fear. Tasty Dust is here. You just sprinkle some on your food, and voila, the food turns into chocolate. Don't worry, it's not really chocolate. It just looks like it, so your children will actually eat their food. Say goodbye to waste, and say hello to taste. All right, we are back. So, I wanted to bring up the last question that we talked about, the hardest part of parenting. Even though that the worry is a lot, I think it's just because of how much love there is. And that's, like, the hardest part. Even talking about it, it makes me emotional because it's something that I'm very vulnerable about. I don't like that I worry a lot about them, but I do. I mean, it's constant, so I feel like it's hard, but it's because, obviously, the love is there and I want to protect them. And knowing that I'm not going to be able to protect them from everything and just, you know, mm-hmm. like... It can be anything from worrying from when they're at school, driving, making sure they're eating the right foods, making sure they're being nice to other humans and loving on people. And we use love and logic parenting a lot. And so, which again, no one's going to be perfect. So sometimes like bringing it in, like, okay, you know, they're going to be problem solvers. And in order for them to be problem solvers, there has to be a problem. Like just accepting that. And anyways, but yeah. Okay.
I get that.
Okay.
And I can also relate. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
It is tough.
It is. Did you always know you wanted three kids?
Ooh. You want to start?
I will say I always thought we were going to have four.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted a big family. And then after our son, I was like, oh no, that was too scary. I almost had him in the car. So maybe fun. Just two. And then years later, I was like, okay, I think we can do one more. And then literally thought it and then became pregnant. Like it was so, and then I was really sick and I was just like, I think this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, not really.
Yeah. I was always just like, go with the flow.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah,
but
the hardest part for you was actually starting to have the kids.
Yeah. Like it took some convincing, and obviously there's no turning back once you once you start. It's like, you know. Anyway, but I will say one easy, two. Well, I say easy. Like I don't know how
for
to say
us.
It.
I mean,
we're just better at it, but. Two, oh. Same thing, like, didn't really, but from two to three, like, that was probably the hardest transition, like, for mm-hmm. me personally, and it was like, whew. And I used to always joke about having twins, and mm-hmm. then, like, I had this, like, lump in my throat of, like, what if we have twins on this pregnancy?
We all thought, even our doctor thought that we were, because I was so sick.
But, like, once we had three, it's like, I don't know, it just felt right.
Complete.
So.
Yeah. I mean, for our situation, our oldest, she was a really easy baby, slept through the night, super easy. And then our second, he literally shot in this world, and that's how he's been since. Oof. And so it was hard as in, like, personality-wise, like, they were completely different babies. But because they were such close in age, it was like they were still in diapers together. They were still, like, that part. But because we were already done with everything else, like potty training, right, all that, all and then things. Having a, like, starting over, that was probably why the was, three was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were just outnumbered at that point.
Yeah, true. True. Okay. Let's see. How often do you color with kids? I'm assuming it's saying, like, how often do you...
Like, they're calling back to coloring means to us?
Yeah. How often do you make love with kids?
And do you want to tell them?
According to Jeff, it's going to be not enough, but... I don't know. I don't keep up with stuff like that.
I do.
I know you do.
I'd say once a week.
Maybe. Once a week.
So we're up to me.
I know. Every day. Every day. But hormones, and sometimes you just don't want to be touched.
Y'all got any pointers out there?
I bet you anything I'm not the only one. Okay. Did y'all have trauma or baggage brought in marriage? That's a good question.
Ooh, that is a good question. I would say yes. I'd say if you don't, you're crazy. But I would also say I don't think we were aware of all we brought in until, like, things just started flushing out within the first few years. And it's like, again, to say you get out of childhood without trauma is to say you're, I don't know, it's not possible. Like, you're an alien.
Well, because trauma doesn't mean, like, it can mean many different things.
And it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I think we were unaware of it or didn't acknowledge it until, like, it's like, couldn't resolve the fights or handle the things or anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, yes, we did, but we've learned to
do our own healing.
And, yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's so important. Level. Yeah. That's why it's so important individually to make sure you're taking care of yourself, because especially when you throw kids in there, they're going to bring up all the stuff you didn't even know was there.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, and we had, like, and I don't even know if we've talked about this before, but there was a time in our marriage that it was really, really rough and it was scary. We didn't know we were going to make it, all the things. And I think that was when we were like, we got to take care of us, like, individually. Like, there's a lot that is here that's repressed, that's coming up. And so, yeah, 100%. And I think it's funny, and I'm not dogging on marriage therapies and churches like before. It's just not enough. Like, it's not, like, yes, I think the budgeting and the goals, and, like, that's so important. Yes, I think that needs to be done before, because you see who you're marrying and personality, how they get mad.
Right.
But I think getting to the root cause of things is, like, I think that's how it should be done. But that's just me.
And there may be more in-depth marriage therapy, too. I don't know.
Right, like, that's what
premarital.
I mean. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Counseling.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't prep you for it.
Yeah.
You honestly, the only way to do it is you got to
be in it.
Well, and you got to do it yourself.
Right. Like, yeah.
You know.
True.
So.
Okay. How to handle difference in parenting styles.
How do you handle that? Wives, submit to your husbands.
No, I think that's why, and some people don't agree with this, and that's okay, but Bowen, I think that's his name. I just totally went blank. He created this theory of, like, the triangle, like, so the parents are at the top, mm-hmm. and then he says the oldest, and then the other kids, but, like, I'm just going to use this for example, like, the marriage is at the top, and then the kids are down here, mm-hmm. and I think you have to be on the same team no matter what. How it's delivered can be different, but as far as the goal being, what is our goal, what is our why behind...
Sorry.
What is our, like, what is our why?
Yeah.
Like, what is this goal? What do we value in respect? What does respect look like for both of us when it comes to our right. kids? You know what I mean? How it gets delivered, that can also be a beautiful thing because,
right.
you know what I mean? Like, we're not robots.
And too, like, as far as, like, the delivery differences, like, we also have that same mutual level of respect of, like, if Caitlin sees, like, the way I deliver something, if it's harsh or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm okay with her saying, hey, like, just check yourself. Like, you said this, did this, you know, X, Y, Z. You just need to be aware of it. And most of the time, it's, hey, I noticed this, and it's immediately like, oh, crap. Like, I'll own that. And same with her. Like, hey, I noticed this. Mm-hmm. Everything good. Mm-hmm. It's also a chance to check in. Like,
check in. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean. Yeah. Yeah. The value thing, though, is 100%. Like, we've had the same values.
Yeah.
And I think that's how you make a marriage work. Not just parenting, but, like,
yeah.
You don't want to marry your clone. You don't
exactly.
want to be a robot.
Yeah.
Caitlin does things that I could care less about, but again, and I do things that she could care less that I, you know, she doesn't want to do them with me,
mm-hmm.
but the values, our values are the same. So again, we kind of like, we're on that same wavelength.
Yeah. And I think if you're already thinking about what your kids are thinking, that's going to mess with your head. Like, for example, Jeff he's louder. And so when he delivers things, he's not mad, but I take it as mad. And I was like, oh my gosh, the kids are going to be scared of you. And the kids are not thinking that at all. That's why I'm saying, like, they have their own relationship with their father. Like, you know, and they, same with me. So how it gets delivered, I don't think is now in regards to, like, one parent believes in spankings and another doesn't. That's a different story. I feel like, you know.
I think that's a conversation you need to have.
Right. With your spouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Not saying that, you know, it is or isn't, like, do it or don't, but I think you need to be on the same page as, yeah, for the most part, when
well,
it comes to that.
I don't agree with that.
Well, right.
Do or don't, I mean, there's just research out there, it's just not effective, but whatever.
Right.
I mean, okay, so how to handle differences, where did y'all meet? Met at church? Yeah, I think we covered that one before. Who farts the most?
Who asked this? Who farts the most, Caitlin?
Definitely you.
Should we get the kids in here?
Here's the deal. You have stinky farts. I
do
don't.
Fart a lot.
But I would say I probably fart a lot too. But I don't. Mine don't smell at all. It's just a noise. But yours is like everyone passes out.
You know that song? What is it? Was it the Black Eyed Peas?
Well, I don't know. How does
or
it go?
Or is it Outkast?
How's it go?
Some Rose.
Oh, okay. I know you think my hand is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a song about you?
Yeah.
She didn't think her poo stank.
Yeah. That's it.
She's perfect in every way.
I fart flowers, exactly. Okay, who would win in a fight? 100% me.
A physical fight? Okay.
He said okay. What do you think? I would win.
We did boxing lessons yesterday.
Yeah, that was intense.
I'm sore.
Yeah. I don't know how to punch, so... How many wife beaters does Jeff own?
Okay, was
Too
this
many.
You? Was this you? First of all, we've recoined it. It's 2024. They're wife lovers.
But your wife does not love them.
In public, you don't.
I don't like them at the house either.
And babe, it's her kink, y'all.
No, it's not. Oh, how was Jeff during birthing experience?
I was the freaking star of the show.
Oh my gosh.
To be fair, I did. It was me and a nurse that delivered Judah, going back to that story.
Yeah.
But it's an experience.
Whenever you get stressed, you get quiet.
Yeah.
And so that's how, like, I wouldn't say that you weren't there, but it was more like physically you were there, mentally you were not there.
Right.
Like, but besides Elaine, I feel like Elaine was the one that you were like, okay, I know.
Right. Well, to be fair, too, with Judah, like...
I know, that one was scary.
And Paisley was the first. And you made me, like, check everything out.
Like, I was like, what color hair does she have? And you're like, uh-huh. Like, you just couldn't even function. Yeah. But, I mean, it's a difficult thing, I will say.
Yeah.
But. Okay. Kate, is it scary with Jeff's blood sugar? Yes. Yes, it will be. But I'm also kind of mean about it. I'll be honest. I am. Because I just don't have the capacity right now. I'm like, you got to take care of yourself. Your blood sugar's low. Go fix it.
Or the, like lack of understanding.
Yeah, I know. Because I won't. I mean, I had gestational diabetes.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
But I will say that. It's just because, I don't know if y'all know this, but... He has this thing on his phone, and it'll be like, burr, 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 really loud, whether it's high or low. And I don't like to hear that noise, and I'm like, hey, please go. Or, obviously, if we're driving, it can be scary. Like, pull over.
That's fair, right.
Pull over, let me drive. Like, and so whenever he is low, he's not in his right mind. Like, he doesn't know he's doing this. And it's like I have to be like, look at me. Do this.
Okay. Let's preface this, like... One, it's very well controlled.
It is. You're probably the best diabetic I know.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Oh, I will.
It's very... Well, I'm probably the only diabetic, you know?
I know some.
Anyway.
But, yes, it is very... It can be scary, for sure. But you do take really, really good care of yourself, and I'm very thankful for that. Okay, last one. How many hours of sleep you get last night? Gosh, not enough, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you stayed up. You made me stay up watching Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Not coloring. Just kidding.
Okay, I was about to say, you definitely colored last night. Anyways, yeah, we did stay up watching
Naked. Till 11, and I think I was up at 6.
And me and you both do
not. And all three kids were up at 6.
We don't function with little sleep. Like, we normally go to bed pretty early, so...
I feel like I, like, burnt that candle out. Like, back when I was driving a milk truck, like, mm-hmm. I slept, like, 5 hours a night or less.
Yeah.
For, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah.
Straight. So, yeah, like, now it's...
We don't stay up late.
No.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it.
I do, too. I'd rather have it that way. But, yeah, probably, I would say on average, 6 to 8.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably pull it like 7.5 hours. I mean, I track it, so.
Exactly. It's okay. Woo, that was long. Okay, I think that's all the questions.
Cool.
You have anything else you want to add before we leave? Oh, by the way, guys, this is episode 5. I looked before we got on here because I thought we were way ahead of the game, but episode 5.
No, that's it. I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks for the questions, everyone.
Yeah, thanks. That was fun.
You scammers, watch out. I will find you.
How do you know they're not talking about you?
I'll find you, too.
Anyways. All right. Well, I hope everyone has a lovely week. We will. I'm not even going to say when we'll do the next one.
But we'll talk to you.
But we will talk soon.
Talk to you.
Talk. Oh, yeah. Talk to you.
Someone from Chicago says
talk to you. All right. Chicago beers.
What?
All right. Bye. Bye.